Morning.
So this week, I'm thinking about speaking here at the Lord's table. I was thinking a lot about friendship in general, and thinking about a lot of times in your life where it's really great to have friends. And sometimes those things are, you know, to celebrate things, to celebrate together, birthday parties and, you know, graduation parties and things of that nature. And it's really nice to be able to share with friends those things. But also, not only for celebrations, but in times of mourning, in times of stress, and in times of difficulty, it's very good to have friends. Friends that you can call, friends that call you, that you can lean on, and that you could talk to. And sometimes, for them to just be there. And it's always very interesting sometimes where those friends come from in times that you need it. Maybe it's through when you're young and through a difficult relationship that you might have had. You might have broke up with your boyfriend or girlfriend, and it's tough. And the friends are there. Maybe it's time in college or after high school when you're just trying to find your way, when you're just trying to think about what it is that you want to do for a living, you know, how you're going to get a job, how you're going to get an education, and it's very difficult. I'll never forget when I was at the University of Illinois, Brother Jason took me out to dinner to, I think it was TGI Fridays, one night, and to be honest with you, you know, after having adjusted to my new class load and to the also to the job at hand with the Navy ROTC, that it was a really difficult time to transition to that. And that dinner actually really boosted my spirits. So I thank you. But it's one of those things where you stop and you think about the times where you had a real friend with you and how you value that. And you value that interaction. And sometimes you cannot see friends for years. But once you see them, you pick back right where you left off. Last year, we were going to go to England, back to England for a while. And we hadn't been there for 10 years. And I was really looking forward to meeting some of the friends that I had over there. And I'm sure it would have been the same thing. Would have been the same thing to pick right back up where we left off 10 years ago. When we consider the value of friendship that is in our lives, and we consider how much we honor our friends and how much loyalty they show to us and loyalty we show to them, I can't help but think of the passage in John chapter 15. Starting in verse 9, Christ said, "I have loved you as the Father has loved me. Now continue in my love. I have obeyed my Father's commands, and he continues to love me. In the same way, if you obey my commands, I will continue to love you. I have told you these things so that you can have true happiness that I have. I want you to be completely happy. This is what I command you. Love each other as I have loved you. The greatest love people can show is to die for their friends. You are my friends if you do what I tell you. No longer call you servants, because servants don't know what their master is doing, but now I call you friends, because I have told you everything that my Father has told me." So when we come this morning around these emblems, and we think about what a friend we have in Jesus, all our griefs and sins to bear, what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. And that was made possible by the sacrifice that Christ had given to us, by breaking his body and shedding his blood for us, so that we might have that mentor, that mediator, that friend that we can lean upon. And once again, we know the value of friendship here on earth. But I also want you to understand that you should value that friendship that you have in heaven. We'll go ahead and we will partake of these things. ask that you